Warning: potential scams and price gouging in the wake of hurricanes and other natural disasters. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice. As the nation braces for another major hurricane, the Justice Department, along with the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, is warning consumers about those looking to take advantage of natural disasters by engaging in potential fraud, price gouging, and collusive schemes. Scammers quickly exploit weather emergencies and take advantage of people trying to recover or donate to disaster victims. Weather emergencies provide disruptions to the supply chain, which can also provide opportunities for wrongdoers to engage in collusive schemes that inflate prices charged to customers who are under extreme stress and therefore unable to fight back against collusive or anti-competitive prices. Companies are on notice. Do not use the hurricane as an excuse to exploit people through illegal behavior, said Deputy Assistant Attorney General Manish Kumar of the Justice Department's Antitrust Division. The Antitrust Division and its law enforcement partners will act quickly to root out anti-competitive behavior and use every tool available to hold wrongdoers accountable. Wrongdoers are looking to exploit opportunities and victims of natural disasters for their own personal gain, said U.S. Attorney Ronald C. Gadd Jr. for the Middle District of Louisiana, who is also Executive Director of the National Center for Disaster Fraud, NCDF. The Justice Department, including the NCDF, stands ready to prevent these bad actors from fraudulent activity. We are here to support victims of natural disasters during these difficult times together with our state, local, and federal partners and agencies. In an effort to assist the most vulnerable neighbors who are susceptible to these types of fraudulent schemes, we encourage you to be diligent in reporting suspicious activity on their behalf. As Americans seek safety from natural disasters, we're hearing troubling reports of price gouging for essentials that are necessary for people to get out of harm's way, from hotels to groceries to gas, said FTC Chair Lena M. Khan. No American should have to worry about paying grossly inflated prices when fleeing a hurricane. In partnership with state enforcers, the FTC will keep fighting to ensure that Americans can get the relief they need without being ripped off by bad actors exploiting a crisis. Price gouging during a natural disaster is just plain wrong, and excessive price increases can be unfair under the law, said CFPB Director Rohit Chopra. The CFPB will be on the lookout for financial companies that take advantage of natural disasters to rip people off. Possible types of natural disaster scams include fraudulent charities soliciting donations for disaster victims that often imitate the names of charities linked to the disaster, scammers impersonating government officials, offering disaster relief in exchange for personal information or money, scammers promoting non-existent businesses or investment opportunities related to disaster recovery, such as rebuilding or flood-proofing, price gouging for essential goods and services needed by disaster victims, and businesses using supply chain disruptions as a cover for collusion to overcharge customers. To avoid scams and frauds while you're recovering from a hurricane or another natural disaster, remember only scammers will insist you pay for services by wire transfer, gift card, payment app, cryptocurrency, or in cash. Avoid anyone who promises they can help you qualify for relief for a fee. That's a scam. You are not required to pay a fee to get disaster relief. Never sign your insurance check over to someone else. Be sure to research contractors and get estimates from more than one before signing a contract for work. Get a written contract for repairs and read it carefully before signing it. The Justice Department established the NCDF in the wake of Hurricane Katrina to deter, investigate, and prosecute fraud in the wake of disasters. More than 50 federal, state, and local agencies participate in the NCDF, which reminds the public to be aware of and report any instances of alleged fraudulent activity related to relief operations and funding for victims. Complaints of fraud may be reported online at www.justice.gov/disastercomplaintform. Complaints may also be reported to the NCDF at 866-720-5721, a hotline that is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Consumers and businesses with concerns about potentially anti-competitive conduct like price fixing, bid rigging, or customer allocation can report those concerns to the Antitrust Division's Citizen Complaint Center at 1-888-647-3258 or by visiting www.justice.gov/@or/report-violations. Updated October 9, 2024.